Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am just excited about today's show. Today's topic is self-mastery. What? Self-mastery. That's right. Today's topic is, I think, one of the most important topics we can discover, we can journey on, let's just say that. Reality Spirituality is a show that I created because there are links in your everyday life experiences to spirituality and to growth and to personal development. But the key is you have to look for them. You have to be open to learning the lessons. You have to be committed. You have to want to grow. And all growth begins internally. Every change that you make from your thoughts to your behaviors to your actions, all begins with an internal shift. And that internal shift is going to happen, listeners. It's going to happen whether you want to accept it or not. It might not happen in this lifetime, but trust me, we are all on this path to growth. Look around you. Everything that's living is growing. If it's not growing, it's dying. And that's the same with us. We are spiritual beings. We're energy in this body. And we are on this journey of growth. I have committed my days, my weeks, my months, my years to this personal journey of becoming someone different than who I was last week. And with that, when I say growing and becoming something different or someone different than you were last week, what that does is opens me up to unlimited possibilities. If I still have the same views that I had last year, that means I ain't grown since last year. If I still have the same irritations that I had last year, whatever it be, whether it's somebody cutting me off on the road, someone slow walking in front of me, whatever irritation, if I am annoyed and bothered by the same things that I was annoyed and bothered by 6 months ago, a month ago, then I'm stuck in the same spot. And that's when I'm talking, that's what I mean when I'm talking about the topic of self-mastery. Now, with anything, growth takes a couple of ingredients. Number one, you have to be committed. Not committed to an insane asylum, committed to the growth. I mean, a deep commitment. And why would anybody want to commit to personal growth? Why would anybody want to commit to spiritual growth? Why would anybody want to be enlightened? Well, I'll tell you why I chose this path, daily path. I began to discover with just switching a behavior, and I'm going to get to specifics in a minute, that I began to enjoy life more. I'm happier. I have this internal foundation, this internal peace that cannot be moved or shaken or budged by any event that happens. In fact, I'll give you an example right now. I have property taxes, and for whatever reason, the check that I sent to the California property tax bounced. Now, with a bounce check comes penalties, not only penalties from the bounce check, but penalties from, now I'm late. I'm overdue, so that's another penalty. And that I just discovered that yesterday when I got a letter in the mail. Your check bounced. I have to say that I have never in my life had a check bounce, ever. But this is how I viewed it. The universe is teaching me that everything is okay. Whatever happens in the real world, it is okay. It's supposed to happen because there are lessons attached to a check bouncing. My lessons were both hands behind the head. It'll all work out. Monday, make a couple of calls, correct the situation. But there's no worry. There's no fretting. There's no anxiety. And the universe has been working with me, Jesus, for decades now, that whatever is fired at me, guess what? I'm just going to keep rolling on the river. It is just a relaxing state that, quite frankly, I feel uncomfortable if I'm not relaxed. I want to invite you to call in with your questions, comments, suggestions, what's happened to you, because I am going to share a huge story. This is what happened last week to me. But let me give you the call-in number. It's 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. When I use the term self-mastery, it's because there is a reward that I receive when I master self. A reward that's worth more than any amount of money. A reward that is worth more than any title I could imagine. The reward is heaven on earth. I am creating right now and for the rest of my lifetime heaven on earth. And I mean that sincerely. You have the ability to create heaven on earth. You, my dear listener, are the most powerful person in the universe. And more importantly, you don't have to search for your power, because your power lives within you. Your power is your birthright. And you have the ability to access this power at any moment. When you access your power, you're making choices in your behavior. You're making conscious choices in your behavior, in the words you use, in your actions. And this is what I mean when I say self-mastery. And mastering yourself includes mastering your emotions, behaviors, and actions. And when I say mastering my emotions, I am only interested in emotions that are going to lift me up, emotions that are going to make me feel connected, emotions that are going to feel good. I am not interested in feeling sad. I am not interested in feeling misery. I'm not interested in feeling bad and feeling frustrated. I've done that. I've done that for over 56 years. Okay, let me back that up. Not 56 years, but for a long time. And in the last 3-4 years, I've gotten to a point where I don't invite anything in that isn't going to elevate me. I'm going to give you an example of what I mean. Because without the example, sometimes it's hard to understand what the hell I'm talking about. So when I say you make choices, you choose what emotion, you choose your behaviors, I'm talking about making conscious choices. We're not taught to make conscious choices. No, we're taught to make unconscious choices. We're taught to, okay, do what everybody else does, feel like everybody else does if there's an event. But let me cut to the chase. Don't tell anybody, but I like to drive really, really fast. I always have. At one time when I was younger, I thought that I was going to be a race car driver. I love speed. I love driving fast. And I've gotten a few speeding tickets, not lately, but that's a little bit of background. So last week, I was driving my car. It was a routine drive. I drive to a bus station where I park my car and ride public transportation into downtown Los Angeles. And so it was in the morning, and I was feeling speed. I had the radio on. I was feeling good, and there were three lanes. There were three lanes going southbound, and I was in the far right lane. And we all had come to a stop. We all came to a stop at the red light. Well, I don't know what it is, because this has happened to me more than once. But sometimes when I pass cars, people flip me off, or they're pissed off, or they're angry. I mean, I don't get mad if somebody's passing me, but whatever. So there's sometimes there's some tension when you pass a car. I mean, I'm just doing it because I want to get someplace faster than the way you're driving. Anyway, back to the story. So I'm in the right lane. As soon as the light turns green, I'm out of that. I'm out of there like a horse that is just out of the cage when he's out of the cage, out of the gate at a racetrack. And I'm flying. Well, I didn't start flying, but I'm ready. I've got the foot all the way down to the pedal. And the gentleman on my left, took offense to me passing him. Now, how did he display that? He took his steering wheel and turned it into my lane because I was going to pass him, and he knew that I was going fast to pass him, and he took his wheel and turned it into my lane so fast and so hard that I had to swerve my car to the right. And I had to stop because now I'm to the right. I'm at a curb. I actually had to swerve my car to the right, press on the brakes, and stop the car because I couldn't maneuver to the left. He was blocking. He was blocking my path. Now, my memory isn't as good as my reflexes, thank God, because my reflexes were sharp, and I quickly turned my wheel to the right, all the way to the right, stopped the car, and while he sped off. Now, I took a couple of deep breaths, and I have to say, honestly, it startled me. But I also have to tell you that I wasn't angry at him. He did what he wanted to do. But I chose another emotion. I didn't choose the typical response of anger and you know, fist flying. Now, I chose a reaction that isn't, some people would say, normal. I chose a reaction that requires a direct connection with the universe. So I have to say, yes, my adrenaline was pumping while I had to swerve off the road to avoid a collision. But after coming to the stop, I relaxed, I gathered my thoughts, and I began my journey back on track, right onto the bus station. Well, guess who I ran into, pun intended, on the way to the bus stop? That's right. As fate would have it, Mr. Road Rage, which I called him affectionately, was stopped at a signal. So he was stopped at the approaching signal that I was about to be stopped at. I drove my car directly behind him. I took my phone out. I snapped a couple of pictures with his license plate with my phone just in case. The light turned green, and I changed lanes to position myself directly on his left side. And we traveled side by side for approximately, Jesus, probably a half a mile before another traffic signal stopped us. Now, as Mr. Rage stopped for the light, he drove his car forward. So he was past the crosswalk, far enough to practically get into the intersection because he wanted to avoid my eyesight or my, he wanted to be in front of me. And guess what? I did the same thing. He knew I was next to him, and he was avoiding any kind of contact. I rolled down, as we were stopped at the light, I rolled down my passenger window. And he continued to stare straight ahead. I tapped on the horn to get his attention. Toot, toot. Not a long laying horn, just a toot, 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 toot. And he ignored me. I tapped again. Toot, toot. Well, he finally looked my way. And when our eyes met, I clasped my hands together, like in a submissive praying position. My demeanor was calm. And I motioned for him to roll this window down. And after a few seconds, he did, reluctantly. And then I began with, still with my hands clasped together, "Sir?" Yes, I called him sir. "I was almost in an accident because of the way you changed lanes." I continued to speak in a very calm, sweet voice. I said, "Please be careful." And my hands were still in the praying position. And at that moment, we looked directly in each other's eyes. And this attempted murderer, this Mr. Road Rage, he was confused. He was confused and he was lost for words. He wasn't expecting this response. He wasn't expecting my chosen response. I gave him a reassuring smile and I said, "Like, it's okay." I just smiled. And do you know what this man said? This man who just tried to run me off the road purposely. Do you know what he said to me? "I'm sorry. I didn't see you." He said, "I'm sorry. I didn't see you." And then I quickly said, oh, no problem. I said, "Thank you." I said, "Just drive safely." And then I flashed the universal peace sign, and I drove off. And I have to say, I had to check the rearview mirror to make sure I was the one speaking, because 2 years ago, or even a year ago, I would have used every expletive that I know. I would have threatened to call the police. I would have called the police. I would have ripped this guy a new hole. But see, I didn't want to engage in that kind of behavior or emotion. And the reason why I didn't want to engage in it, because one thing I know is whatever I put out, I get back. Whatever I put out, I get back. And that's one of the reasons why I'm choosing different responses, different behavior, different emotions. Now, Mr. Road Rage, his statement of "I didn't see you" was untrue. And of course, his actions were deliberate. However, I chose to ignore the evidence to create what's more important to me. And what's more important to me, more than anything else, is internal peace. And this is when the practice of self-mastery comes into play, acknowledging that I am the sole individual responsible for my personal state, my internal well-being. I'm the one responsible for that. No one else is. No one else can make me behave in any kind of way. I don't care what happens or what is said or what is done. And self-mastery is about creating a tone and maintaining a tone, a personal environment. And you are the only one that has control over your personal environment. No one else can bring you up or take you down. I wasn't going to allow this person that drove me off the road aggressively. I wasn't going to allow him to move me in any way other than, you know, moving over to the side. But no. So my power and your power, my dear listeners, lies in your choices, your everyday moment by moment choices. You have the power to change your attitude and change your reaction to anything that's happened to you or anything that is happening to you or anything that will happen to you. Notice that I said change your attitude and change your reaction to what happens in your life. Not the circumstances. You do not have control over the circumstances, but you do have control in how you react, and you do have control in how you respond. And giving up controlling anything outside of you is a key component to self-mastery. So I want to conclude with some of the elements of self-mastery. Let me say this. Number one, be patient. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. And you alone are responsible for your internal state of being. Only you. Number two, I want you to recover quickly. There is no reason for you to dwell on anything that happened a moment ago. The past exists as long as you focus on it. Number three, make a commitment to yourself to practice changing your responses. Have some fun learning the skills to self-mastery. Invent new ways to respond to old issues. Surprise the people that know you. And when you master yourself, mastering the world becomes easy. So, my dear listeners, if I offered you heaven on earth, would you be willing to make a commitment to self-mastery? Interesting enough, some people are committed to self-mastery and some aren't. Some people are governed by circumstances and some people are governed by other people. I don't choose either one of these options because I've already lived that way. And I still remember how it feels. It feels like when you don't master self, it feels your life is like riding a roller coaster, up, down, up, down, up, down, and the ride never ends. And the ride never ended for me until I chose to master self. So mastering yourself is a new skill, and like any new skill, takes time. And more importantly, patience. But when you begin on this road to self-mastery, the reward is heaven on earth. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Spirituality.
Yeah, you don't feel good now.
Get real.